"This is my friend Stuart Little," he said to the man with the gauze in his cheek.
"Oh, hello, sir,"
replied the man as best he could. "Very well, thank you," replied Stuart. "Well, what's on your mind, Stuart?" asked Dr. Carey, seizing hold of the man's tooth with a pair of pincers and giving a strong pull. "I ran away from home this morning," explained Stuart. "I'm going out into the world to seek my fortune and to look for a lost bird. Which direction do you think I should start out in?" Dr. Carey twisted the tooth a bit and racked it back and forth. "What color is the bird?" he asked. "Brown," said Stuart. "Better go north," said Dr. Carey. "Don't you think so, Mr. Clydesdale?"
"Okay,
said Mr. Clydesdale. "What?" cried Stuart. Said Mr. Clydesdale. "He says, look in Central Park," explained Dr. Carey, tucking another big wad of gauze into Mr. Clydesdale's cheek. "And it's a good suggestion. Oftentimes, people with decayed teeth have sound ideas. Central Park is a favorite place for birds in the spring." Mr. Clydesdale was nodding his head vigorously and seemed about to speak again.